try to wrap up a chalonis today.
I see what you're saying.
We're going to
wrap it up today, chalonis. We know it all. I'm saying.
These se'ifim in Shulchan Aruch, I mean, Kufn and Dalad, don't worry, we're going to continue after Hanukkah also, but it's and all these sages overlap. But as far as chalonis, last time we started discussing what's with chalain, that the first person who opened it was not doing a hezek ra'iyah, because at the time that he opened the window, there was no hezek ra'iyah to the person next to him. And the question was that now the second neighbor, one of two scenarios. Remember, it was a level of townhouses. This guy built up, so he built a window overlooking the roof. There was no hezek ra'iyah. Now there's two scenarios. Either scenario number one, the guy with the short roof wanted to build a pool on his short roof, turning it into a chatzar. So now he's saying that hezek ra'iyah. Scenario number two, he wants to build up too and block the window. So scenario number two, for him to build up a window, the first guy who built the window has a tain. I have a chazaka, gimel shanim. You can't tell me that you can't block my window. And legabi number two also.
Say he does have a chazaka.
That's the shayla.
Oh,
that's the noisei. That's the nidoin. And the other nidoin is if you know, I don't want to block you, but you have to block yourself because now you're doing hezek ra'iyah. Till now you weren't. Now you are. Shayla number three is, knowing all this, is the guy with the shorter roof allowed to stop the guy with the taller roof in the first place? Because listen, I'm not interested in when I want to expand and when I want to change my mind, or if even I want to sell the property, I'm not interested in having to go to the notary with you and prove to you that the rush is right over the rivash and learn the whole sugya in Baba Basra. You know, I'm not interested, and therefore I know that there's going to be issues. And Mamela, since there's going to be issues, I don't want you to build it right now. Those are the three shailas in that case. You know, so where is it practical? You know, let's say someone builds up a second story. What?
Because I don't want you to build it right now, or I don't want you the right to make.
No. Of course, I don't want you to do it now. Right. So now, where is this negeah? Obviously, it's negeah. Like we were talking, if one person builds a second story, and he's next to a house of his, now his neighbor theoretically doesn't mind right now, but maybe he wants to build a pool eventually, and he knows that or whatever. So same thing. Is he gonna say, "Listen, I'm not gonna make a big fuss about it now. We're good neighbors. I don't want every time I take out the garbage, I have to look at this guy like he's gonna be angry at me." So whatever. When I want, I'll deal with it later. So first of all, should he deal with it now? Right. Tell him not to do it. Second of all, does he have the right? Second of all, if he didn't, can he later on build the pool and force the other guy to block the window?
Why don't you say that the guy building the second floor have to go to all his neighbors and say, "Hey, do you mind if I build the second floor?"
No, because the whole thing is it's a taina that the neighbor has to make him stop. But it's not like
there's no infringing them now. There's no infringement now. That'd be a different shaila if there wasn't infringement.
What's the third point we're making, that the guy can?
No, the vort is in these things. In these things, it's not a gazela issue. It's an issue that the one neighbor, the Bala Chotzer, has a tevia on the Bala Gag, on the Bala Chaloin, to close it. It's a tevia. I don't have to offer you the tevia. I borrowed money from you. You have a tevia to get it back. Right? So I have to remind you about it? And you can ask me for the money.
Oh, yeah, unfortunately, yeah.
You know the Kutzker. You know the Kutzker's word. The Gemara says, it looks for a makar, minayin shem minag mevatel halacha. There's an issue of a minag mevatel halacha sometimes. So the Kutzker said, I don't know why you have to look so far. I have a very good raya. The halacha is that when you borrow money, you have to pay back, and the minig is that you don't.
That's the minig.
So, anyway, so the okay, so that was what we learned at the end of last week. Sif Tezayin. I don't know if we're going to read the whole Sif Tezayin over again inside, but we brought down three sheetas. Shulchan Aruch, I'm sorry that, no, it is printed here. What I said, it was not printed. But Sif Tezayin is printed. It's on page 22. So the Shulchan Aruch brings down Das HaRosh, that the Shita of the Rosh is that Macha'a and Chazaka are hand in hand, and therefore the whole schus of Macha'a is for Hezek Re'iyah. And Mamela, in a case that there's no Hezek Re'iyah, because the roof, in a case when there's no Hezek Re'iyah, so there's no Macha'a, therefore there's no Chazaka, and therefore later on, but since there's no Macha'a, you can't stop it now. But if he ends up doing it, and you want to now build up or build a chatzar out of it, you're allowed to go and take it away, and there's no chazak.
You're allowed to tell him to close it? You're allowed to tell him to close it? Or you could just block it?
Well, according to the Rush, I'm not sure. You could definitely block it. You could definitely block it. Right. Mr. You could tell him to close it also.
Because it's
Hezekiah. Now,
that's
the Rush.
Window,
right?
What?
Because based on the Rush, the Chazakah doesn't begin until it actually is a problem for me.
Correct.
Once it's a problem for me, then the clock ticks.
Correct. Because the whole Chazakah is the inverse of the Macha.
That's what the Macha is.
So, right. Now, the
you have to wait for him to start. You can't make a machah now, and there's no chazaka. You don't have to, right? You can't do anything now. But once
there's no machah, there's no chazaka.
So you get penalized for being for the first one there.
What?
You get penalized for being the first one there.
Why penalized?
Because the first guy, if he would have been there second, he would have had the upper hand. The second first guy doesn't have the upper hand. He's being able to move now.
There's no upper hand. He's not getting the window. The second guy is not getting it.
Who's getting it? The second guy is
right.
Getting
it. Right, it's midas toim, according to them. Yeah. Now, the Rashba, the Rivash, the Rivash, let's go. He's the most extreme the other way. He says, what midas toim? First of all, I don't want to go to Din Torah. I don't want to spend $10,000 in lawyer's fees on this Din Torah in 20 years from now. So therefore, it's not Midas Toim. I can stop you now. The Rivash. And therefore, I could stop you now. Not only I could stop you now, he says, anyway, the whole Rush is wrong. Because Chazakah is not the inverse of Macha. Chazakah is independent of Macha. So therefore, Chazakah is that the guy had a window over there for 3 years. So therefore, for sure I could be Maicha. Because if I don't stop him, he's gonna have a chazaka on me, and I'm gonna lose out that I can't even build even with lawyers. Because he has a chazaka. Yeah, but
there are situations where.
Let's assume it's a big machlokes 3 years right away. So. We spoke at the Ramban, and the Shulchan Aruch says halacha is like the Ramban is in between. Is that you could stop him now? You could stop him. Because you don't want to go to Din Torah later. But if you don't stop him, he doesn't get a chazaka on it. Because you can't get a chazaka on Hezek Re'iyah if the whole time that you had it, there was no Hezek Re'iyah. Right? So that's, if you look, is the last line on page 23. Okay? He says, the first wide line over there on page 23, he says, V'chein da'as harayv, it was esk merivosh, v'kas v'shken da'as harayv merachayinim. V'achin aktinan, that you could stop him. U'mi u'kosav haramban, sh'nir aloy, that even though you could stop him, sh'ein yachol lahachzik alav, hoyol v'einoy mazikoy adayin, since there's no Hezek Re'iyah now, there's no chazaka now. Right, it was an empty lot. Right. So therefore, according to the Ramban, we're saying is that the Bala Chotzer is the best of both worlds against the Bala Chaloyim. The guy with the chutzah is the best of both worlds. Number one, he could stop the guy with the window from building. Number two is if he doesn't, there's still no chazaka. Because the chazaka needs that there was 3 years of ongoing Hezek Re'iyah. You want to make a chazaka that I'm okay with the Hezek Re'iyah, that I was moichel you the Hezek Re'iyah. That only makes sense if you had a Hezek Re'iyah. So therefore, that's the halacha according to the... That's halacha according to the Ramban, and that seems to be how we pass it. Okay? So that means, halacha l'maisa, you could stop your neighbor from doing it. Again, going back to the garbage can, taking out your garbage scenario, it could be that you're going to have to, swallow that.
Does it cause Hezek Re'iyah?
What?
Can you stop him only when it causes Hezek Re'iyah?
No, according to the... No, we're saying you could stop him now. You could stop him at any moment.
No, but he says, according to the Ramban, it's still in the same matzav as it is right now. In other words, was he kind of chachik this much that I can't be moichel for the potential has
the not going to happen
later?
It starts as a Korea.
No, it's Lamashal. Let's say it's not going to be as a Korea, but you want to build up a Kaisal.
No, I
changed my mind.
Why
you changed your mind also?
For whatever reason, I'm changing my mind, but the Ramban is saying I'm allowed to change my mind before you started building, and I'm allowed to tell you to move. Now, after 3 years of you in this situation, do I lose that ability? In other words,
I said it starts Hezek Re'iyah for sure. That's what you say. No chazaka.
You're not gaining anything. The same lawyer fees that you're going to have to pay in 10 years, you're paying now. So.
Right, but the question is, do I have a right?
What'd you gain?
Or do I have more?
Let's say, not that this is a real case to anybody in the room, but let's say somebody has a second floor for a few years, it's just not finished yet. So it's not doing any damage yet, but it's there, and I know. And now it's 3 years. This second floor just sitting there. I mean, at a certain point, that would be enough community to figure out, is that Hezekiah yet, or is it not? There's no, nobody's living there.
Okay, so for sure there's no Chazak in that case. That's for sure, even according to the Rush.
I know my neighbor has a second floor, he's not finished.
Even according to the Rush, Mistam, even according to the Rush, there's, you know, whatever.
Yeah, there's no Hezekiah.
Now, by the way, huh?
There's no Hezekiah. According to the Rush, there's no Hezekiah yet. Because the second floor.
But even according to the Rush, though, the window, he didn't start using it yet. So there's nothing. The clock didn't start ticking the claw yet because he started doing it.
Yeah, but I know. Oh, no, it's not in there.
He's not in there yet.
Is it also limited to 4 amos, this Hezekiah?
No, Hezekiah is how long you can see.
It's all practical.
Yeah. So you can have like three. You can have three neighbors away.
I spent all this money building my second floor. According to the Rush, after your second floor is built for already 2 or 3 years, and now you start living, I can
make you stop the block the window.
Sound.
So block the window. There's plenty of scenarios that you have a window. It looks like from the outside you have a window, and on the inside you don't have a window, right?
So first time I saw it was here.
I was told it's not the first time. So
frosting up or no? It's like frosting.
Mistama, yeah. Now by the way, I just saw now before the shiur the Aruch HaShulchan says a tinted window that still has a degree on that. Because if you could see out, it still has a kriya. I mean, it's not the pshat that in those days, it's, by the way, they didn't have glass in the window. A window was opening in the window. So you could think, maybe if you have glass inside, it's not has a kriya, you know? No, this is the Aruch HaShulchan speaks out that our window is also subject to has a kriya. Now, what's a common scenario? Here's a shiloh of a geshmaka scenario, and this is what I want to learn today. And let's see if we can mecham to the nesivus. Okay, and that's... that'll be the goal. Let's see if we can mechav into the nesivus over here. So there's a the shaila that we're going to talk about now is, I think it's pretty nogea, is let's say a guy had a second floor, and next to him there was a goy. And what does the goy care about? What does the goy care about Hezekiah? So again, like you said, not checked anybody here. No. But so let's say the goy didn't care about Hezekiah. Now, someone else buys the property, and he says, I do care about Hezekiah. The other guy says, I have a chazaka. I've been there for 3 years. So the other neighbor says, well, chazaka. The guy didn't care. I care. So his chazaka doesn't work for... the chazaka you had against him doesn't work against me. I'm the new guy on the block, and you got to block your windows. Okay?
So is the chazaka tali on the neighbor or tali on the guy?
Is it tali on...
The guy bought that matzah.
Okay, so page 25. Page 25. Reuven.
Does it make a difference if a goy or a yid was there before?
Oh, let's see. If it's a yid, then for sure we have a chazak already.
You inherit chazak?
Yeah. Connecting him. And he also, remember, chazak has to be. Yeah.
Is it transferable when you sell it? The chazak
is transferable. Yeah, but here we're talking about when the never was a goy.
So now we're talking about goy.
Yeah. Reuven, Yeshla Bayis, page 25. Page 25. You also have to have the stapled one because half of it is on there.
Yeah, the chazaka needs the owner. It has to.
Let's see. Reuven yesh le bayis etzel goy. Upasach chaloin al gago etzel goy. Okay, first, this case is the other case. It's the case of the Rosh. When he opened it, even in the goy, there was no Hezekiah yet. But, la'ach hayamim, machar ha-goy beisoy li-Yisrael. Okay, so I wanted now to build up my house. You know, I wanted to expand. Typical, right? You buy from the non-Jewish guy a 1,200 square foot house, and then all of a sudden, you know, that's not going to work for our family. So now you want to expand. You know, add three floors. So now you're going to block your neighbor's window. V'toyin Reuven atamafil al oyres chaloni. You're taking away my light. Afal pi shaloi keach ba machmas goy oster loy listaim kedin Reuven kedin. Does this make sense?
No.
That's what I said. You have to go to this page now. Go to the stable. Because when I was preparing, I didn't realize that we're going to do this sif when I prepared like originally a while ago. Okay, page 142. Kedin, after the list time, Kedin Yisrael. It's page Kuf Yizayin in the stapled one that I gave out today. Some more of those? Yeah. There should be. Okay. Kedin Yisrael Yisrael Dolei Ashkan Dekoy Yisrael B'makom Goy. Ella Legrius. So he says. So what he's saying is like this, saying that if you look, I'm sorry about the printout. So go back to page 25 on the staple. You'll see the sma on the left hand side of the column. He explains. There's no such thing as chazaka on light, apparently, he's saying. No such thing. So essentially, there's no such thing. The guy didn't bother making macha on the other guy and saying, one second, you're going to build up. I'm not going to be able to now build up and block your light. He didn't bother with this whole cheshbon. So Mel, since he didn't bother with this whole cheshbon, so he figured I'll be able to build up when I want. I'm blocking your light. He didn't care. So Matt, Mamela, he had the right to always build up. So now the question is, does the guy coming in now also have the right to build up? Or here's the opposite, Taina. Here the Balach Aloin wants to say, no, but look, the guy, I have to follow Hilchas Goyim. They hold that you're allowed to build up after 10 years. You can decide you want to build up. But where are you? You moved in now. Hold on, I have a window. You can't block my window. The other way. The guy wants to say, you can't block my window. So there he says, no. Look, that even though right? So he says, also, listen, he's talking not allowed. Because you have to don them like Yidden. And like Yidden, you wouldn't be allowed to do it. Okay.
Wait, you have to don the goy's house like a yid, as if it was because always a yid's house?
Because now it's a yid.
As if he has a chazak against you. You have to don as if he has a chazak against you.
The one who moved in or the one who has...
This is how he's learning. The guy who moves in so has to don, in this case. But this, we'll see in a minute. So here basically, let's just speak out the mashita of the machaber in this sif. The machaber saying is that even though you came from the goy, you have to don it as if he already has a chazak. So the chazak he had against the guy, even though the guy could have changed his mind, works against the new owner. That's what he's saying right now. The chazak that he had on that window works against the new owner, even though the old owner could have always decided to build up because he was a guy. But Lamaisa, he had a chazak, and therefore his chazak against the property works even for the new, even against the new owner. Now, the Ramah,
if it was a yid that was there first, unusual. He would not have had a chazak on the chalom.
He didn't have a chazak. But
why? Because we said it the rush.
Right.
There was no Hezekri in that case.
Right.
He doesn't say that clearly. It's a good question you're asking. But let's just go back to that. Hagav, Yesh Oimrim, the Ramah says, no. Hoyle ve'agoya yochol l'saismai, gam lekech ba'mekoich yochol l'saismai. V'chein kol koich agoy, yesh li'sa'a ba'mekoich, v'chein hoyru ma'ram ve'rosh. Says the Ramah, no. Why should I be worse than the previous owner? The previous owner could have built up whenever he wanted. I bought the property with the assumption, he told me this is expandable property, you can build up, no problem. And you know, what about that window of my neighbor? What do you mean? That's not a problem. Yeah. Now all of a sudden, it's too yidden. No, you can't build. No, that's not fair. So therefore, the Ramah argues. Machlokes mechaber and the Ramah. But now let's look at Sif Yotes, which is again on the Vayter in this staple page. Here, the mechaber says the opposite. Reuven shahay lo bayis eitzel chatzeroi shel goy. He had a house overlooking a property of a guy. Upasach alav chaloynos ki chein dinayim shel goyim, because goyim don't care about hezekriya, so therefore they were allowed to open up windows to each other. Now the guy with the swimming pool bought the property from the guy. But Amar Shimon, Leruven, now it's not the Baal HaChaloy making the taina. You can't block me. It's the Baal HaChatzer making the taina. Right? You block your window because it has a kriya.
Right.
V'amar Shimon L'Ruvain, Sassoim Chaloi Neisecha. Sassoim Chaloi Neisecha. It's in the back. Sassoim Chaloi Neisecha. It's a double-sided page. Chaloim Chaloi Neisecha. Hadin Imoi V'afilu Ta'an Ruvain Shalaka Achmei Agoy. Hadin Imoi. That means that here he's saying in preference of the Baal HaChatzer. Remember. So the machaber now switched. In the previous halacha, the machaber said that the chazaka goes with the property, and even though the goy could have stopped him, but you're yid, you have to treat it as if there was a chazaka. And now, when there's a hezekriya, he says, no, you don't have to treat it as though it's a chazaka. And the owner of the pool, even though you had a window there for 10 years, the owner of the pool could say he changes your mind. So what's the difference? So the difference is what Isaac was saying. This is the way the sma is masber the difference. Says the sma. The difference is, again, remember when we introduced Chaloinus, we said that the Toyin and the Nitan in Chaloinus switches all the time. Who's the one that's making the claim, and who's the claimant, and who's the claimee? Whatever, right? So sometimes the guy with the Taina is the guy with the window. Don't block my window, you're taking away my life. Sometimes the guy with the Taina is the guy with the Chotzer, saying, your window's down, right? So it depends. So the Sma says, where the issue is that the guy with the window had a chazaka in his window that he can't, it shouldn't be blocked, that chazaka is transferable, even though, right, that chazaka would be transferable because it's not hezek ri'ah in that case. So therefore, he's not doing anything wrong. You now want to get a new zchus against him to go build up. No, you lost that schos because he had it against the goy theoretically. Just the goy doesn't have to follow chash mishpat. But theoretically, you lost that schos. Now your question is that only like the rush l'chayra. So I'm not sure. Now, but that's what.
So
fine. But that's the enachanami. So he says if the taina is you want, I had a right to have a window here. I had a right to have a window here all the years. If you would have been a yid from day one, you would have lost your schos a long time ago to block my window. Now it happened to be it was a goy, but so what? That's my, you can't go ahead and be mazik me. So it's but the other way around, what?
It's going on whoever is trying to affect the change.
So he said, but the other way around now, you see, who's the mazik? On whom?
Who's affecting a change. Who's trying to affect the status quo?
But if the owner of the window is now creating a hezek, so we're not going to say you're allowed to be mazik the other guy because you were allowed to be mazik a goy. One then they'll do the other. The fact is that if your property was overlooking a goy's property and he didn't care, he didn't care. But says the Sma, you can't build a chazaka that way. Why? Because the only way you could have the chazaka that you should have the right to be mazik him is if you bought, it's like a chazaka sheish mataina. You have to say that you bought the rights. You bought the rights to have this window and you know, I bought it from you. The goy didn't sell it to you. The goy surely didn't care. And why would the guy sell it to you? Because legally he has no rights on that. So now, what?
What's the problem with the rush? If it's a rush, perfectly, no. The rush says there's no.
Yeah, but the rush says even if you were a yid, you wouldn't have a chazak on it because there's no hezek ri'ah in the first case. According to the right. So basically, what the point is that this is very similar. What?
If the guy
bought the rights.
That's different.
If the yid bought the rights from the guy, but there's no reason for the yid to have bought the rights from the guy because the guy can't stop him anyway because there's no hezek ri'ah to din the guy.
How can you buy the rights from the guy?
No, let's say you could buy a right, make a shtar, and say I'm buying the rights and you won't be moichah on me.
I'm sure the guy didn't give me the Jewish
not from the guy.
To give you something.
Give him a discount. He does have a
discount. So now,
you don't have to hold by it.
Now, so it's like this. So essentially comes out according to the Machaber.
There is hezek ri'ah though. No, with the goy, he just doesn't care.
But the point is, he can't stop. He can't affect that. He can't do anything about it. So therefore, we say the halacha is that, says the Mechaber, even the Mechaber agrees in this case, that if the first guy had a window, and he was doing a hezek ri'ah to the goy, but the goy didn't care. Now you went and bought that property. The fact is that even the Bala Chaloin does not get a chazaka on the hezek ri'ah because he has no tiny, he's not saying he bought it or anything. And that does not give him a right to be mazik, a yid, be a daim.
Right.
By looking, or by having even the potential to be able to. And Mamela, the new owner, now, if it's the new owner, who's a yid, can force the other guy to block up his window. Now, if it's...
He said it's not a right because the guy couldn't be meicha. It's like the same thing of a situation where the guy can't be meicha for whatever reason.
There's no chazaka.
Well, right. So this is really what the Nesivus basically ends up saying is that really this essentially, simplify it down to like the most common, the most basic level. He says this is really the shaila that we had before, because basically what happened was that Bala Chaloin, right, basically built a window that at the time wasn't a valid hezek ri'ah that could create a chazaka, and later on it was a hezek ri'ah that was created. So that's the same thing. There was a hezek ri'ah against a goy, which doesn't give you a chazaka, right? And now, what's the difference if there was nothing there, and a yid went ahead and bought and made a pool there 10 years later, or there was something there, but it didn't matter because a guy was living there and the pool was there the whole time, and I bought the pool. What's the difference?
Right.
So it's the same thing basically. So therefore, it should be really be totally in the same shaila as before. And since before we paskin, so according to the Rivash, he says it should be a chazaka because the Rivash, remember before, said that if you had the window for 3 years. But according to what we paskin, like the Ramban, you could stop him. But even if you could stop him, but he doesn't get a chazaka on the Hezekriya, because you can't get a chazaka on Hezekriya if there was no Hezekriya. So that's why the Nesiva says the two halachas fit. So therefore, bottom line is, if you want the shaila of, let's say you had a window that was not did not give a Hezekriya. The window at the time that you built it was not being mazik beriya anybody, either because it was an empty lot or because it was a goy. Regardless. It was an empty lot or a guy. Then a yid came in and got a pool, either because he built it or because he bought it from the guy. So the Baal HaChalein has no chazaka on that. And Mamela, the Baal HaChatzer, will be allowed to now force the Baal HaChalein to close the window. And it will be at the expense of the Baal HaChalein, by the way. Yeah. It's not like the pshat is I'll pay for it, but you got to be willing to close up the window. So,
and this is only when the guy
it's at his expense.
When the guy is at his expense. When he moves in, he has only one day.
It's at the Baal HaChalein's expense. How long do you need against the new owner?
One day.
The owner gets 3 years.
It's a machlokes.
It's a machlokes, but in chaloines. It's a shaila. You're right. It's a shaila. But you need a taina anyway. The other guy, you don't have a taina.
That's what the Ramah says. Either the first one is shasak and he was quiet, or the shomrim that you.
But the guy needs to have a taina. Right. But the guy needs to have a taina to say, when you bought it, you know, whatever. Now there's all sorts of different ramifications of this. What happens if you actually did buy the rights from the guy, so you have to produce the shtar, and different applications of this. What?
The guy can be mekka or no? Let's say he borrows it. So then you can make the yid to take that and take it down?
Well, sounds like a yeah.
Okay, so that would end up being...
There's nothing to say that when you buy a house, you see what's the status of it.
What do you mean?
I'm buying a house with a goy. I see that there's a pool that has a goy already on it.
Right, so I'm gonna ask him to stop it. By the way, there's two klolim and has a goy.
There's no issue of there's no such thing. I was here first.
What?
There's no such thing. I was here first.
Not really. Right now, your case. Or let's say, again, I built, when I built the pool, the window, there was a fence, and now the fence fell down, right? Like we said last week. So again, it'll be telling the Shaila. When you built it,
can you put it
there was no Hezekriya, now it's creating Hezekriya. You don't have a chazak on that.
Could a guy be mecha in Jewish court or no? Could a guy be mecha or no? Is he bad?
But you said the chazer...
Then the yid has the right to go to... The yid should rather go to... Where it's going to be better for him. Why should you take a guy to Jewish court? You don't have to do that.
The guy wants to make
no, the guy doesn't want to take the Jewish court. He doesn't want to have
the guy knows. The guy knows.
Okay.
The Shabbos guy. He knows. He knows.
Possibly a fence or something like that. If you have a...
Oh, we'll talk about that after. It's going to be the next couple of weeks. Now, what happens if... what happens if it was Hefker? I built a window over a property of Hefker.
When you say Hefker, it's about the city. Is that Hefker?
Yeah, but they don't care what's going on next door.
It's in the Stevens.
There's no chazak on anything.
Then they sold and then they...
Okay, so now you had an empty lot next door for the last 50 years.
I was kind of that chotzer for the Hezekiah. It was Hefker. Everybody could kind of. Anybody can walk in and just take it.
And then somebody bought it.
I did the same thing. I was kind of in that chotzer, the ability to... Depends. If it belongs to somebody who doesn't have any, like it belongs to the city, so then it belongs to somebody, I can't be koined. But if it belongs mamish to Hefker, I'm overlooking a forest that belongs to nobody, and then somebody comes and puts a stake in it.
I hear you're right. No, if it's Hefker, like total Hefker, you're right. Maybe I could be koined the chaloinus because I'll be zoicha that I have the property. you know, legabi that. But
is anything truly
if it's owned by somebody, I can't be zoyich that. Right.
It's owned by the city.
Then it's different.
When can land be truly hefker? It's a situation.
If it was a guy that owned it and he died, he has no heir.
Have we figured out yet then what
the city gets at the bank?
Is it on the person or it's on the piece of
Antarctica?
Because if he was buying from Hefker, right? But I'm here for whatever amount of years.
So David is saying there, good svar, that there the Baal HaLoin was koine the chotzer legabe, that the legabe the right to have a window overlooking it.
That he was understanding that this exists.
And anyone else is going to be koine with that already in place. Yeah.
That there's a Baal HaLoin and that I have to deal
with
that.
Right. Now. Okay, one other thing. We spoke this out, but I was happy to see in the Rosh Hashanah. One other thing in Chaloin is very important. Is that if there is already a different reason why this guy, the Baal HaChatzer, has to protect himself from being seen, then adding on another window is not... He loses his taina. So, for example, let's say the case in the Gemara is, let's say you have two chatzeres, you know, two batim. But there's a Rosh Hashanah Rabbin between us. So now I want to have a chaloin that's going to end up overlooking your yard. Buddy, my window is not what's creating your problem. The problem of the neighbor is that he has a Rosh Hashanah Rabbin in front of his house. So he has to anyway protect himself from the Rosh Hashanah Rabbin. Since he has to anyway protect himself from the Rosh Hashanah Rabbin, the fact that there's another window open is not creating any more Hezekiah on that.
But I thought Hezekiah is on the guy who's looking.
Right, exactly. So now...
People from outside won't look in to people's houses because you can see them. People from inside.
Are you saying right? So he's saying no. There is a svar. The Ramban said that it's a worse hezekriya from your house. Your house, you could sit down, you know, for the, you know, why don't you television for? I could just watch this guy all day. So, you know, I hear.
That's why it's probably worse to have a guy you can look into his house.
No joke, actually.
What?
I hear
you, Svara.
That's not
responsible. Didn't we say earlier that you could do a physical
right? Just Rabbim is obviously worse because the Meisah, Rosh Hashanah, you're totally lose control.
So
I'm not sure. I didn't see anybody discuss what happens if you have two batim. This is very common. Right, you have
side.
Two batim. You have a guy on each side. So this guy already built a window. So you're done. You obviously are not planning on using the pool in a way that's going to compromise your privacies because you already have another second story looking at it from this way. So I'm allowed to go up here. So I didn't see anyone the Beferish talk about that. I'm sure it's Mefurish. I just didn't see. But Mestama, I could hear that it would be the same Svara. That you lose your taina of Hezekiah when there's another guy that's already causing the Hezekiah to the same chatzah.
I thought Hezekiah comes from the guy himself. When you look is when that causes the Hezekiah.
Now, by the way, just one thing. There's three pshatim in Hezekiah, two main pshatim. One pshat is, just we never really spoke it out, you know, where does it come from? Some say it's Ein Hara. You don't want Ein Hara. You know, people like, you know.
Yeah,
Another is Alt Snias. But that's why you don't say Dina de Machusa Dina necessarily on this, because it's more like Isurim, more than Kinyanim. You know, some people say it like that. Just one other thing from the Aruch HaShulchan. The Aruch HaShulchan says Beferish, the last Sif in Kuf Nun Dalet, what we discussed. He says Hezekiah is only what we said. It's only Hezekiah when you can see into the property. But blocking someone's view, he says Beferish. I was happy to say that. We assumed that was the case. But blocking someone's view is not Hezekiah. It's only the opposite. When you're creating a situation that you could see into him, but taking away his ability to see, you know, if it's a view or whatever, says Beferish, that's not going to be included. Hezekiah. Fine.